etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. We are here again presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear Madani pearls about different topics. We also try to include Quranic verses, ahadith, and sayings of the pious saints. Today, my dear viewers of Madani channel, our topic is fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're going to listen to the ahadith about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll listen to a few stories of pious saints regarding the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, we will keep our attention to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter. Thus, we will become successful in living our life according to the religion Islam. We will remain blessed with the bounties of Allah Almighty and will keep our attention to good deeds as well. If we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, we will remain away from violating the rulings of Islam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, before proceeding further and listen more about the topic about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's listen to the excellence of reading durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Man salla alayya mi'atan, katab Allahu bayna aynayhi bara'atan minan nifaqi, wa bara'atan minan nari, wa askanahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamati, Ma'ashuhada. Subhanallah, it means that the person who will recite 100 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty will write between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire and will keep him with martyrs on Judgment Day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, my dear viewers of Madani channel, as we discussed earlier, our topic is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to hear about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the virtues of those who weep out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, Hadith, and about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of our pious saints. First of all, let's listen to what is fear of Allah azza wa jal. Remember that in general, fear means the state which is caused because of expecting something unfavorable. This is called fear. For example, while cutting the fruit, the fear of injuring the hand. Whereas fear of Allah Azza wa Jal means that thinking about the independency of Allah Almighty, His displeasure, His accountability, and His punishment, a person's heart becomes worried. In many places in the Holy Quran, we have been ordered to fear Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, O people, fear your Allah who created you from a single soul. Also, in Ahadith, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in many places and the virtues and benefits of those who have the fear of Allah. If you look at the Ahadith or study the lives of a pious saint, whenever the grave, death, or judgment day, etc. is mentioned, they would cry a lot. Regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's listen to some of the sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, some of the ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, if you want to meet me, you should have more fear after me. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the origin of wisdom is the fear of Allah Almighty. So then Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, do not forget two extremely important things, paradise and hell. After saying this, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam began to weep and began to cry so much that his blessed beard became soaked in his tears. Then he said, I swear by the one in whose power my life is, if you come to know what I know, you will head towards forests and will begin to put down dust on your heads. Allahu Akbar. In the final moments of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu junior, someone said, please give me advice. He said, I advise you to fear Allah Almighty, adhere to your house, safeguard your tongue, and weep over your sins. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty proclaims, I swear by my honor and glory, I will not gather two fear in my bondsmen, nor I will gather two peace. If he remains fearless of me in the world, I will afflict him with fear on Judgment Day. And if he keeps fearing me in the world, I will keep him in peace on Judgment Day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to a young individual who was on his deathbed. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, what condition do you find yourself in? He replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I hope for forgiveness as well as fear Allah Almighty because of my sins. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, in this condition, when two things gather, Allah Almighty grants him according to his hope and keeps him safe from the thing which he fears. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala heard a pious saint saying, for a person, there is no better companion than grief and fear. Grieve for what will happen regarding the past sins and fear of the matter that a person does not know where his dwelling will be. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that even the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would cry a lot out of fear of Allah Almighty, even though he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it contains a lesson for us that we should have the hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty in every condition, as well as we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should worship Him and prepare for the grave and the hereafter. When the pious saint would recite the Holy Quran, they would become emotional and fall unconscious. They were so Allah-fearing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the fear of Allah azza wa jal and act upon His commandments. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One source to develop the fear of Allah azza wa jalla is also to read the incidents of our pious saints about their fear of Allah azza wa jalla. Let's listen to some of the incidents of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and our pious saints regarding the fear of Allah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, we were present in a funeral with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sat down near the edge of the grave and wept, meaning cried so much that the soil became wet with the blessed tears which were flowing out from his blessed eyes. And then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O brothers, prepare for this grave. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madan channel, look, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by whose virtue we the sinners will be forgiven, by whose virtue dark graves will become luminous. The condition of his fear of Allah azza wa jal is that he sits near a grave and is weeping, he is crying. And what an amazing piece of advice he gave at the end, saying, O people, prepare for the grave. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the condition of these great personalities regarding the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their every moment would pass in the worship of the Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, we are heedless of thinking about the hereafter. May Allah Almighty enable us to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One day, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came out of the house to advise people and remind them about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. At that time, 40,000 people were present during his speech. His speech was so emotional that the impact of his speech was that 30,000 people could not bear the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and passed away. It is narrated
that Shaitan spent 80,000 years performing worship, and he did not even leave space equal to a single step in which he did not perform prostration, in which he did not perform sajda. Then, when he disobeyed the commandments of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty declared him rejected in his court. Till Judgment Day, the collar of the curse was put around his neck. All his worship was wasted, and he was given the permission of burning in the hell forever. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam narrates that he saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in a state that he clung to the cover of the Holy Kaaba and attaining admonition from the end of Shaitan. He was making this supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while weeping and shedding his tears. Ilahi wa Sayyidi, La tughayyir ismi wa la tubaddil jismi. Means, O Allah Almighty, O my Allah, do not remove my name from the list of the pious, and do not expel my body from your pious people, and do not include me in the group of those who are punished. Ya Allah, you have favored us. O Allah, you have granted us ni'mat, you have granted us blessing of iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon iman. Ya Allah, you grant us the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast in the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem led Fajr Salah. He was sad at that time and was turning his hand over. Then he said, I have seen the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But today, I don't see anyone like them. They would start their morning in the state that they would have messy hair, pale complexion, and dusty faces. The part between their eyes would be like the thighs of goats. They would spend their nights performing qiyam and prostration. They would recite the Holy Quran. They would lay stress on their foreheads and feet one by one. When the morning would break while remembering Allah Almighty, they would tremble just like leaves shake with the air, and they would shed tears so abundantly that their clothes would become soaked. Then he said, I swear by Allah Almighty, I am with such people who spend their nights in heedlessness. He said this and stood up, and after that, nobody saw him smiling till Ibn Muslim martyred him. Sayyidina Shaykh Saadi Shirazi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, in Masjid al-Haram, some people were busy performing worship near the Holy Kaaba. All of a sudden, they saw a person who was clinging to the wall of the Holy Kaaba and weeping bitterly, meaning crying excessively, and was continuously making the supplication, O Allah Almighty, if my actions are not worthy of your court, resurrect me blind on Judgment Day. Hearing this strange and odd supplication, people became very astonished. Hence, they asked the person who was making the supplication, O Shaykh, we are seeking safety on Judgment Day, and you are supplicating to be raised blind? What is the secret behind this? That person replied while weeping, I mean to say that if my actions are not worthy of the court of Allah Almighty, I like to be raised blind on Judgment Day, so that I would not have to feel embarrassed before people. Hearing this wise reply, all of them became impressed, but they did not recognize the person. Therefore, they asked, O Shaykh, who are you? He replied, I am Abdul Qadir Jilani. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine, can you see the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Sayyidul Awliya, Sayyidi Ghawse Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his sadaqah, grant us fear of Allah azza wa jal as well. While describing the fasting ceremony of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Maulana Sayyid Ayyub Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, it is the sacred month of Ramadan, and it was the ceremony of the first fast of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In addition to many sorts of iftar items in the house, the bowl of firni, a sweet dish, was also kept in a safe room to thicken. It is midday. It is extremely hot. When his father took him to the same room and shuts the door and picks up one bowl and gives him, saying, eat this. He replies, I'm fasting. How can I eat this? He says, children's fast is like this. Take this and eat it. I have shut the door. There is nobody to see you either. He says, the one upon whose commandment I'm fasting is definitely watching me. As soon as his father heard this, tears began to flow down from his blessed eyes, and he opened the door and came out. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we heard about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the virtue of those who weep out of fear of Allah azza wa jal in the light of Holy Quran and Hadith. Similarly, we've heard about how our pious saints would fear Allah azza wa jal and how they would weep out of His fear. Despite so much worship and spiritual exercises, they would remain dominated by the fear of Allah azza wa jal and weep while thinking about the hereafter. But alas, unfortunately, we are indulged in heedlessness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to sincerely fear Him. Ameen bijahin nabir, ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, make the intention that inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will regularly offer salah. We will profoundly perform good deeds to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. And also make the intention of reciting the Holy Quran in abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to worship Him wholeheartedly and include us in His pious bondsmen. Ameen. Abijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah azza wa jal. We'll be back in our program, Islamic Etiquettes, with a new topic next time. InshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.